This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats
tumble. Everyone all set? Blissed? Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes, how are you this lovely, climate-warming day?
Well, it's funny you mention that. So the neighbor has already called up and said, hey, I'm really in trouble and my leg's not working right. And we had some hunters on our farm and they left the gate open and our cows got out. Can you help us? Can you fix that? And it's snowing and it's sleeting. And I saw those hunters on his farm. And, they looked like they were really as careless as could be. And sure enough, they left his gate open. His cows got out. His cows got into a field where our cows are looking for grass. So his cows are eating our grass because the guys he allowed to hunt on his property are careless. So my first thought is, I know you all have grandchildren. Why don't you go get them out there and chase the cows? Take them out of school. I mean, it's your problem, right? Why don't you get your children out there? I mean, I know they have jobs, but they need to take care of your cows, right? And how about any other family members? And before you do that, why don't you get those hunters out there and make them go chase the cows back to your place? Dr. Sheely, carelessness is out of control. And that's the one thing that really it bothers me.
Carelessness. I cannot under any circumstances imagine a hunter being allowed by me anywhere on my property.
Right. They ask us every once in a while, y'all, you don't mind if we kill your deer, do you? Actually, we do. You don't mind if we shoot your turkeys, do you? Yeah, we do. As a matter of fact, it'd be a terrible thing if you did that. So you don't want to do that. But I tell you what, hunters, maybe at one time they were considerate. Now they skin their animals and they leave the carcasses wherever they are. They are just a careless, reckless, on the whole, bunch. And I have zero respect for most of them. Now we have a few hunters that are involved with USA Prepares, and I'm certain that they just don't cut animals up and just leave legs and hooves and entrails and, you know. I'm pretty sure they don't do that, but I got to tell you, around here it's miserable, absolutely miserable. They deposit the guts of animals and the legs right by our mailbox. I mean, they're trying to tell us that they don't appreciate the fact that they won't let us slaughter our animals. We won't let them slaughter our animals. Dr. Sheely, so you were traveling last week and we missed you. Would you be able to tell us about your adventures with the big screen?
Well, I was on the Donna Drake show in New York. It's on CBS, I think it is. They supposedly have 12 million listeners. And then after they show it all over the country at some of the shows. So I'm looking forward to it. They haven't sent me the podcast yet, but I guess I'll get it.
And can you tell us about what it's like being on television today? How many people are involved in the production? And
oh, God, I would guess a dozen minimum. Mm-hmm. That's a minimum count. I mean, they've got just people all over the place doing various things. They about six cameras going at the same time from different angles. Mm-hmm. And, it was perfectly pleasant and nice. And interestingly, she had a painful, partially numb finger. And I'm not quite sure whether she has prediabetes or whether she has cervical disc problem. But I tried my PEMF device on her, and it markedly reduced her pain. She bragged about it in the interview.
Well, hey, Lou, better get that soldering gun heated up. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful that happened. So what was the thrust of the discussion? What kinds of, did she have a script, or not a script, but a series of questions that she asked you?
Well, she made a comment, first of all. She sort of acknowledged my background and then began asking questions about what I do and my favorite this, that, and the other. And so it was a nice opportunity to put that information out.
I'm looking forward to seeing that. So when that appears on the internet, would you let us know so we can all watch it?
Oh, of course, of course.
So the last time I was on television, Dr. Shealy, I mean, well, it wasn't the last time, but one of the times I was on television, the NBC Today Show did a special on technology, and they sent their technology talent guy to Virginia to interview building a network for the school system, and they couldn't believe such a poor school system had such, you know, fantastic technology. It didn't sync with the economy of the county. It didn't sync with the technology that we were building for the students, and that's because I taught the teachers and the students how to build it, and we bought the parts and built it. So there was no profit that was going to an IBM or a Tandy or Compaq or Hewlett Packard or, you know, any of those companies. And so the savings went right into the network, into the computers, into the software. Actually, we got a lot of software for free because I negotiated with the software manufacturers. And so they sent, there was like, they brought one camera, and I think about four people showed up. And it was very interesting how they did it. So when you look at what the final product was versus all the people running around with the cameras and the, you know, microphones and all that, it took a lot of time. It took a whole day to do maybe a 7-minute segment on television. And I was kind of surprised. I didn't realize that it took that long to do such a short television piece. But they edit and edit and edit. And I guess that's what they're going to do with yours, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to hearing about that and seeing it. Dr. Shealy, do you have anything that you'd like to share with us before we get started?
No, I'm open line Monday.
Okay, so White Castle makes these things they call sliders. Some people might call them hamburgers. Some people might call them micro burgers. But they have hamburgers, cheeseburgers, and jalapeno burgers. And they freeze them. And you can buy a 16-pack of these hamburgers, cheeseburgers, and at the big box stores. You can get them at Walmart. You can get them at Sam's Club and other outlets. But they have decided that they should recall them because a third-party laboratory found listeria in a sample of one of the company's manufacturing facilities. So these were sold in 23 states. In grocery stores, you know, Aldi, Sam's Club, Walmart, you know, the big names. And so the question for you is, so what happens if we eat a Listeria burger?
Well, the chances are you get sick.
Yeah. Can we die from this, or are we just going to...
Oh, yes. Let's face it. Every infectious disease can kill some people. Mm-hmm. Depends on how strong you are to start with.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and one of the things that we do, and I don't, maybe I should say this is something that is part of my book. One of the things that we do here at our house is if we buy something that's frozen food, we'll put it in the freezer for a while, let's say a couple months, and then we'll wait to see, and this is like a thing that we do, a general policy almost, that we'll put it in the freezer and we'll wait and wait and wait and check the news and we'll see if it's been recalled. And if it's been recalled, then we don't eat it. If it hasn't been recalled, then we we take our chances and think that, you know, we did the best we could to prevent ourselves from getting sick. So what do you think about doing that, putting it on hold for 2-3 months, Dr. Shealy, whatever it is, if it's frozen? Do you think that's just a waste of time?
Yeah, or, obviously. I mean, I freeze a huge amount of stuff every summer. I mean, I have enough frozen food to last me a year already from one or two people.
Okay. Well, I was visiting a friend, and I was helping with some wiring and some plumbing and, you know, things like that. And my friend said to me, this electronic dimmer switch, we're concerned about it. What about the electromagnetic radiation from the dimmer switch? It controls LED and incandescent lighting. You have actually a couple of them, like three of them, I guess. And they're the latest. They're the latest kind. It has a toggle on off, and then on the side of the toggle on off, it has a slider from very dim to full brightness, or maybe, yeah, I think probably full brightness or 99% brightness. And he said to me, they're concerned about the electromagnetic radiation from this relatively new dimmer switch. And when I say new, I mean, you know, less than a year old. And I said, okay, yes, it absolutely positively emits electromagnetic radiation. But do you really think you need to take that out? Because if we take, and I didn't have it with me, I said, if we take a tri-field meter over to your refrigerator, you're going to find an enormous amount of electromagnetic radiation. If we take it over to this stove that you have, this glass top stove, we're going to find out that the computer controls, because you just push this little, you put your thumb or your forefinger on this little circle, and it reads the capacitance between you and the surface of the stove, and the stove comes on, you know, it's not like a switch or a knob or a button that you actually physically push that is the switch. This controls a computer that activates a relay that powers up that burner. Or if you go over to, you'll find a lot of electromagnetic radiation coming from the computer through the glass there. And then you've got your dishwasher, and that's computer controlled. And wow, this toaster over here has a computer control. It's not like a regular toaster that you has a mechanical heat sensor that shuts it off after a predetermined amount of heat has been exposed to the bread. And then over here you have a toaster oven that has a computer control. And then you've got your Wi-Fi, and then you've got your ceiling fans, and then, you know, on and on and on. And then you have your LED lighting over the counter and under the counter. And I said, the only thing that you have in this whole part of the house that's not emitting electromagnetic radiation to a dangerous extent is this one halogen light. That's it. Everything else is emitting electromagnetic radiation. And his comment was, how do we get away from this? And I said, it's pretty darn hard, because you'll be going back to the 1800s. Dr. Shealy, do you have any comments about that kind of a discussion? We're going into a break, but we are, you know, if you go to your friend's house, any friend's house, you're going to be exposed, you're going to be bathing in electromagnetic radiation, because they have the Wi-Fi, they have the wireless speakers, they have the wireless, and they have no idea what they're doing to themselves. Can we talk about that when we come back, how dangerous this really is? Okay.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Schilling's with us, class, and before we get into the discussion of electromagnetic radiation that's all around us, we've got Sharon in Montana. Sharon, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Schilling.
Yeah, good morning. I do have a question for Dr. Schilling. A kind of acquaintance friend of mine, she's older than I, so I guess she's probably into her 70s. They believe she has Parkinson's disease. She's just had a whole bunch of tests done, and she's got a tremor and having trouble using her left arm and stuff. What I'm wondering, is there anything that she could do to slow the progression, and what is she looking at just for my sake? I mean, is it a fast-moving problem? Or I don't know too much, but I've heard of it, but I just really didn't know anybody that had it.
Well, my favorite case of a severe Parkinsonism, a couple of months ago, I had a man who was so bad, he couldn't stand with two people holding him. Two people put him on the table for me to examine. One month later, his wife came, "Doc, come see my husband." I walked to the entrance to the clinic. He walked 40 feet from his car into the clinic, all because of wearing our gamma pimp on his head an hour or two a day. It is the only thing I've seen that seems to be able to reverse Parkinsonism.
Really? What is it called?
Gamma PEMF, pulse electromagnetic frequency.
Okay. And you sell those probably.
Yeah,
right?
It's on my website. I've been working with this for 8 or 9 years, and, you know, this kind of electric therapy has been around for quite a while, but ours is the only one I know that puts the brain into gamma. Gamma is the woohoo in the zone state of total peace and detachment.
Do you still function fine, though? I mean, if you're using this, it doesn't affect your ability to talk to people or function?
Oh, no. You could walk around with it all day on your head.
Huh. And you do it an hour or two a day?
I'm sorry?
An hour or two a day?
That's a minimum, yeah. But
yeah.
To have a good effect, that's what it takes.
Okay, the next question, of course, comes down to, because I don't think they're extremely well off. I mean, you're not dirt poor, but how much does something like that cost?
Well, unfortunately, it's $2,300.
Okay.
It's not cheap, but the one that sells the most, it's not nearly as good as $6,000. So how is it a bargain compared to that one?
Okay. And so have you had other people have good experiences with this?
Oh, yeah. We've successfully treated 10 opioid addicts with it. We've had hundreds of people with anxiety and depression helped by it.
Okay, that's the same thing you were talking about, depression, too. But it helps with Parkinson's. I mean, have you had other people with Parkinson's or stuff improve a lot?
Yes.
Okay. Because, you know, I don't know, I could throw it by her. I mean, I know they've done a little bit of alternate stuff. You know, I mean, not like way over the top, but I know that it's kind of distressing. She likes to do crafts a lot, and it's her arms just shaking really bad. And her, we were eating with him recently, and you know, her husband kind of had to help her with cutting things up and stuff. And so, I was just wondering if you had any success that maybe
in early Parkinsonism. In early Parkinsonism, daily use of our bliss oils, earth, and crystal can revert. Take rid of the treatment. I've got a woman who's now 2 years free of treatment, just using earthing and crystal bliss.
So if they were interested, maybe they should call you and talk to you about it and see what they think.
Well, that's certainly. I'm delighted to do that.
Is your number on the website then?
Yeah.
Your number? Okay. Okay.
Dr.
Shirley. They're you know, for their age, they're rather active people, and so this is just not a, you know, good diet. Just not.
Well, Parkinsonism is a progressive disease. Once it starts, it often goes on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
And worsens.
Yeah. Do you have any clue what causes it, or is it just one of those things that happens?
Well, once upon a time, many years ago, we thought it was due to a specific influenza case way back in the 1920s. But obviously, that no longer exists, and we don't often find a cause.
Okay. Yeah.
Sharon, can you hold through the break?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I've got an experience with this device, and I'd like to share that with you.
Okay.
We used it on my mom. And I'll tell you what happened when we come back.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer, says Republicans should not be saying already what they're going to do when it comes to an impeachment vote following a trial in the Senate. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham had said he's ready to vote against impeachment and doesn't need to hear from witnesses. His mind's already made up. Schumer's response.
And Lindsey should remember, and he knows darn well, this is a serious and solemn obligation. The charges against the president that the House has put together are very, very serious. And to say you won't look at the facts, look at the evidence, makes no sense.
He spoke on MSNBC. For the record, many Senate Democrats have also said they've already made up their minds on impeachment. A study just out this morning finds people who use e-cigarettes are more likely than tobacco smokers to develop lung disease. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Today.
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Sheila's with us, and Sharon in Montana is with us. Both are instructors. Dr. Sheila, I had a quick question to ask you before I make a comment about my mom and the PEMF device. The PEMF device that I have here, is it the same as the gamma?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. So, Sharon, here's what happened with my mom. Mm-hmm.
Hello?
It wasn't called gamma before. Is that
yeah,
right?
We call it chocolate.
It's the same word, but it was not called gamma. Okay. Okay. So, Sharon, my mom was in her 90s before she passed away. And our kitchen, we have a pretty large kitchen. It's about, close to maybe 28, 30 feet long. And it's the center of activity here in our home. And my mom had her favorite chair in the kitchen. And she would sit in the chair and she would read. And across the kitchen we had, the work area where the kitchen sink is and the island and the stove and, so forth. And so my wife and I might be preparing, lunch or dinner or breakfast, and my mom would be reading in her chair. And I could say, Mom? 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 And she would hear me. So, it's all true. And so, Dr. Shealy's, I thought we'd try his PEMF device with the coil, put it around my mom's head. I asked Dr. Shealy about this prior, and he said, sure. So I put it over her head, and she wore it like a necklace. And this thing has an antenna coil that is a little larger than a thick pencil. When we're in elementary school, we had these extra large pencils. And about that diameter, and has a cord that attaches to the device. And so we let her try it for about 15 minutes and then maybe 30 minutes the next day. And then, within a couple days, Mrs. Finelli and I'd be talking, just in a normal tone, not calling my mom, and my mom would engage in the conversation. It was kind of like the difference between having hearing aids for the first time and not having hearing aids, when a person is hard of hearing. That was what I saw. And she was more interested in reading, more interested in everything, more interested in doing all kinds of things around the house at, 94. So I just wanted to share with you that was my experience. This is not a commercial. This just happened. And I asked Dr. Shealy after that if he had considered doing a study with the hearing impaired. Now, my grandfather, my mother's father, was hearing impaired also, but he happened to be in World War I, and there was lots of explosions going on all around him, so that was probably part of it. But what I'm saying is some of it might have been hereditary, but I don't have it. So I saw that. Now, I did not see a result for Parkinson's. However, my dad did have Parkinson's disease, and he had the kind of symptoms that you're talking about. And if I had the PEMF device while he was alive, I certainly would have tried it.
So it's not particularly uncomfortable to wear. Do you have to be sitting? Can you move around with it, or do you have to kind of stay with it?
Well, the original device was plugged into the wall. We have changed it now so that it has a rechargeable battery. You can walk around with it.
Oh, okay.
People do prefer that.
Yeah, I would think so.
But other than that, they help with the thing.
Okay, and so would you otherwise recommend any kind of various medicines that work or don't work, or what is your take on that?
I don't know a medicine that is of much value.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I don't know if they've given her any medicines or anything yet. They're just kind of settled on this diagnosis, and it appears to be they've ruled out a bunch of other things, so it appears that this is probably her problem.
Right.
So I will pass this on to her and see if maybe she can call you, and I'll just tell her, when I don't see her all the time, but I might call her and just talk to her about. I mean, I might be open to it because I know that she surely likes to keep busy, and this is not a good sign for her, in order to continue doing things she does. It's already cutting into her ability to do stuff that she likes to do. So, it's kind of weird. I've always known it's been around. I just haven't personally known anybody with it. So, all right. That's all I actually
wanted
to know.
Okay? Before you go, Sharon, I have another comment. So my dad had this malady and it seemed really difficult for any doctor to figure out. This is when we lived in Virginia, any doctor to figure out exactly what was wrong with him. And so they brought in a specialist. And one of the symptoms that my dad had, he and I would go shopping, and we'd be in, you know, a big box store, and he was shuffling. And he never shuffled before. I mean, he was in World War II, and he was taught how to march and, you know, lift up your feet. And he was shuffling, kind of dragging his feet. And I'd say, Dad, you're shuffling. You got to pick up your feet. And he'd go, okay. And then he'd go back to shuffling. He could not seem to stop the dragging his feet. Now, he could walk fine, but it seemed like there was extra friction involved in walking because he didn't pick up his feet as much as he used to. And so we brought this to the doctor's attention, and they brought in a specialist. And the specialist did a very simple test. The specialist said, okay, stand here, stand straight, okay? And the doctor went behind him, stood behind him very close, and put his hands, one hand on each one of my dad's shoulders. So left hand, they're both facing the same direction, and they were close. The doctor was just right behind him. And the doctor put his left hand on my dad's left shoulder, his right hand on my dad's right shoulder, and then he just pulled him back a little bit. I mean, didn't just try to flip him down on the ground, just pulled him back just as if he were going to move his shoulders 1 inch backwards. And my dad lost his balance.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And that test, the doctor said, right then and there, he has Parkinson's. Simple as that. That's now... I'm not recommending this as a diagnosis. I'm just saying that's what I saw. Dr. Yeah. Shuley, would you like to comment on that?
Well, yeah, there are many, many different things. The shuffling of the gait is second only to the tremor, probably. And, of course, then it begins to affect the speech. And ultimately, it affects everything in your body.
Yeah.
Okay. Sharon, we have an instructor, Marty Barrett. And I've known Marty Barrett since the 1970s. And she teaches college-level biology, and she's been on the air with us. And she talked to Dr. Shuley. So I'm not spilling any secrets. She talked to him on the air about she has Parkinson's. And what one of the symptoms that she noticed, actually she didn't notice it first, one of her children noticed it. And her daughter said, Mommy, writing's so small. Oh, you know, you used to write... When you wrote cursive, it was the letters were larger. Now they're so tiny. And that was one of the symptoms that she had. And, of course, she has a number of the other symptoms as well. So I just wanted to share with you those are... I'm certainly not a medical doctor. I'm just sharing experiences and things that I've heard and seen with you so that you can maybe do some more research and apply some
of that. Has she tried Dr. Shuley's device?
I'm sorry?
Has Marty tried Dr. Shuley's device?
No.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But yeah. she can. And I'm going to call her about that.
Yes.
Dr. Shuley, so if I were to lend Marty the PIMF that I have, what would you suggest that she do with it?
Use it a minimum of an hour or two a day.
Around her neck or on her chest or sit on it?
Or with a cap on your head, I call it a baseball cap. It fits very comfortably on the head.
Okay. All right. I can do that. And Sharon, I can let you know how it works. One of the things that it's kind of an unwritten thing, maybe it's even unsaid, but... all of our instructors, I want to have access to all of our instructors. I mean, it's kind of a unwritten rule, if you will, that if one of us needs help and another one has an answer, I would like to make sure that that connection is available. And so I will do this, and if it's okay with you, I'd like to have Marty have your number, and she can call you. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, if she would let me know
or you
how
can call
it works
her.
For her, I'd really be. Yeah, okay.
Okay, we'll do that. Or you can call her. And I'm certain that she would certainly let that happen because I've known her a very, very long time.
Having her on the show before listening to her.
Yeah, she was my chemistry lab partner. It just so happened that there was an empty lab table, had two stools, and I put my books down to get my glassware, and I came back, and there she was, the prettiest girl in the university. It's my lab partner. Absolutely true. Absolutely true.
All right. Okay. Yeah, well, I really appreciate you giving me these ideas, and I will actually see if they want to pursue this. I just, you know, like I said, they're reasonably active older people, and I just really hate to see this happen. If there's something that could slow that down, that would be, you know, a lot better. So appreciate it. Thank you very much. You guys have a good day.
Sharon, thank you.
Hi.
That was Sharon in Montana. Dr. Shealy, my dad used to say to me, Ben, don't get old. and I think he was talking about some of these things that happen to many people. Dr. Shealy, we were talking about electromagnetic radiation. And we're talking about, you know, this friend who has these dimmers in their home, husband and wife. And so they have these dimmers, and they're wondering about, you know, taking them out. And I said, well, if you start there, I mean, where are you going to stop? Now, I certainly did not recommend not doing it. I said, I'll tell you what, I'd like you to borrow the tri-field meter that I have, and you can see for yourself, because I have a feeling that the dimmers are just the tip of the tip of the tip of the iceberg, because you're going to find out that there's a lot worse things in your house than just that, meaning the clothes washer, the clothes dryer, the computerized toaster, the computerized stove, computerized refrigerator, freezer. The list goes on and on and on. And, of course, the Wi-Fi and the cell phones. And then the electric motors, the ceiling fans, and the wireless speakers. And, of course, the smart televisions. Dr. Shealy, your thoughts about how do we get away from it, or do we just say, nah, it's okay, no need to get away from it, just live with it?
I don't like it. As a matter of fact, in 2003, I actually sold my clinic building here in Springfield because I didn't like the fact that when the building was turned off, there was 2.5 milliamps of background noise, so to speak. I walked into the parking lot, everywhere I went, it was 2.5 to 3 milliamps of ambient activity. And that's why I couldn't find a physician at the moment to take over the practice. I decided to retire and move out to my farm where I could avoid at least all that background stuff. But I don't like any extra electricity except the safe stuff near my head.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, medical doctor. Dr. Shealy, so I have this concern about going to other people's homes because their homes have so many electrical devices, electronic devices. I mean, we all have wiring in our homes, you know, for electric lights. You used to, you know, flip the switch on if you wanted the light on, and it would be an incandescent light bulb. If you wanted your toaster, it was just simply a nichrome wire inside the toaster, and it would heat up and glow red hot, and it would, you know, toast the toast if you wanted toast. The stove would be a pilot light gas stove or a turn the dial electric Kelrod element on an electric stove. It was, refrigerators didn't have computer controls. It was a much simpler way of life. But now there are devices that are on all the time waiting for a command from a remote. You know, remote control, push the button and fully power the device on that's partially powered on. And we've got wireless devices. Now, I just don't understand. When I built the studio here at the farm, I wanted to have a speaker so that if I step away from the microphone during a break, I can turn on a stereo system and the speakers will play the what's happening, what's out going over the air, so that I can run back in the studio, you know, get back to the microphone in time for, you know, the live airing. But it's connected with wires. You know, the old way, speakers with wires. I have the stereo plugged in. I've got the monitors as far away from me. Actually, I extended the top of the desk so it hangs out another. I can't touch the monitors. They're so far away that I can't touch the monitors in front of me. And that's the way I have it. But other people have all these wireless devices, and I'm concerned about going to their houses. Am I the only one, Dr. Shealy, or do you think that, you know, do you find that you and other patients and your family members are concerned about this, or is it just me?
Well, I am very concerned about it because what I call unsafe, and that's most of it, most unsafe electrical current can damage your brain. I mean, we've known for 30-plus years that kinds of extra electromagnetic crap doubles the incidence of brain cancer, man. That alone is enough for me. I don't want to go near it.
Okay. So let me just share with our class a few of the most ridiculous devices that I've ever heard of. And these are available right now. You can go to Amazon and get just about everything I'm going to tell you about. And you can get it. You might not be able to get it in time for Christmas. But you can. But let me just explain this one. So I'm looking at a coffee cup. It's a white coffee mug. And it's got the name Ember, E-M-B-E-R. It is a temperature-controlled smart mug, 10-ounce, one-hour battery life, white, app-controlled heated coffee mug. That's the headlines. Ember, temperature-controlled smart mug, 10-ounce, one-hour battery life, white, app-controlled heated coffee mug. It's $79.94, $80. And it's available for free shipping. Now, what we're talking about is, so you have a coffee mug that is on a saucer. And this coffee mug will heat, the saucer will heat your coffee mug. And you can control the temperature of this coffee mug by your smartphone. So your coffee, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, of course, I do want to correct your grandma.
Okay.
By your dumb phone.
Well, I think the dumb phone would be next to a dumb person, because seriously, do you really need to heat your coffee mug controlled by a battery that is controlled by your phone? Now I remember, you know, these saucer type devices that were plugged into a wall cord, you know, 120 volts, 125, and it was a coffee warmer, so you could warm your coffee mug if you don't drink the coffee before it gets cold. Well, but this is over the top. $80 for a device to keep your coffee warm, but you got to have your smartphone with you, you know, to talk to this thing. It's crazy. Now it's $80. I thought $40 for a Yeti insulated mug was crazy, but this is okay. So that's one thing. Now these are some of the best gifts that you can give a stupid person. All right, so then. I've got some more, and I'd like to share these with you, Dr. Shilley, because it's nuts. It's absolutely nuts what people are doing. And this is just an eye-opener of what the people in your workplace, you know, where you're all typing in each other's appointments, you know, what they've got around you, or if you're flipping hamburgers for other people, your coworkers are going to have some of these kinds of devices, and they're going to think they're really cool. But there are some smart people who have these devices, and I can't get over it. I'm stunned, and it makes me, the more I learn, the more I want to stay home. And I'm not kidding about that. So if you had a business, would you allow your employees to bring this stuff in to further blast you with more electromagnetic radiation?
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.